Things went on like this for several weeks. One by one, Nick's contacts located me. They were tired of scoring through Nick and having him steal a head off their caps. Water crew, mooches, fags, four-flushers, stool pigeons, bums. Unwilling to work, unable to steal, always short of money, always whining for credit. In the whole lot, there was not one who wouldn't wilt and spill as soon as someone belted him in the mouth and said, "Where'd you get it?" The worst of the lot was Gene Dooley, a scrawny little Irishman with a manner between fag and pimp. Gene was informer to the bone. He probably pulled out dirty lists of people. His hands were always dirty, and read them off to the law. You could see him bustling into black and tan headquarters during the Irish trouble, in a dirty gray toga, turning in Christians, giving information to the Gestapo, the GPU, sitting in a cafeteria talking to a narcotics agent. Always the same thin, ratty face, shabby, out-of-date clothes, whiny, penetrating voice. The most unbearable thing about Gene was his voice. It went all through you. This voice was my first knowledge of his existence. Nick had just arrived at my apartment with some score money when I was called to the hall phone by the buzzer. "I'm Gene Dooley," said the voice. "I'm waiting for Nick, and I've been waiting a long time." His voice went up on long time to a shrill, grating whine. I said, "Well, he's here now, and I expect you'll see him directly," and hung up. Next day, Dooley called me again. "I'm just around the corner from your place. Do you mind if I come on over? It's cooler for me to meet you alone." He hung up before I could say anything, and 10 minutes later he was standing in the door.